Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
What an incredible group I have for you today. And you know what? Here it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for doing all that you do. I'm pretty sure that I have one of the most active podcast family ever. You guys are amazing. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for sharing all that. We so appreciate that. Today, I mean, we talk about mission accepted. You listen to the intro. You know if you've been here before. These are people that have decided to not just have an idea. They kind of did something about it. And then they're crazy enough to see it through. And you might be listening, wanting to do the same thing. You might be listening, knowing you're doing the same thing. And we all need information. We all need data. We all need support. And what else do we need? If you are an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur or doing something you want to do, you need money. Let's just put it on the table. Rarely do we say you need money. Let's talk about money. Okay, so I won't sing for you today because it's not St. Patrick's Day. You have to come back for that. But we're going to talk about money and these incredible women that I have in the room. We have a women's power money circle going on here today. They play in that arena. What they do, what they teach, how they shift people, that conversation helps others make money. So you wanted it. You wanted to know how to make money. And so we're going to cover that today. All of their information will be in the show notes. You know how this goes because you are a very seasoned and soon to be wealthy audience today. So yes. So I am going to let these ladies introduce themselves and tell us what they do, and then we're going to get into it. So you know what? Alisa, please share with us who you are, where you're coming from, what do you do?
Hey everyone, thanks Deb for having us on the show. I'm super excited for this conversation today. So I'm Alisa Bogarts. I'm in Vancouver, Canada, and I'm a launch strategist and fractional project manager. So I work with established coaches to launch their online programs and events so that they can scale their business.
Right on. Woohoo, thank you. And Brandy.
I'm Brandy Cox. I'm coming to you from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I am a outsource company that does done-for-you tech services and other business support services.
All right. Are you getting the vibe? I'm getting the vibe. These people help people. All right. And Linda.
Hi, I'm Linda SK. I'm in Frederick County, Maryland. I'm about an hour north of Washington, D.C. I'm currently coaching families, but for a really long time, I was working with entrepreneurs and coaching entrepreneurs personally. And inevitably, their money troubles from the business were coming up in the coaching. So it was really fascinating to be able to help them see the patterns of the money in the business were all tied to early patterning and imprints and conditioning about money. So it was like these amazing light bulb moments. So when I moved into that space, it was really exciting.
Wow. And, you know, I have to throw in there, you know, you work with families. I don't know. I'm just guessing they probably have some money conversations. There might be some things going on that, you know, hit that area as well, honestly. And Ebony.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Ebony Baker. I am known as a commercial mortgage broker specializing in business consulting and financial services. My mission is to help grow up our communities and rebuild and help gain more employment for as young as 15 years old in our communities. And I also want to grow internationally.
Awesome. Thank you. Wow. What a panel, right? What a panel that we have today. So Lisa, I'm going to go back to you. I think we should just jump right into it, right? We're like, what can we do to help make money? So let's get right into it. You know, the things you listen to, and then the answer gets, you know, the question gets answered at the end. So What is it? I mean, if we were going to go like, go high, right? Like, what's one of your number one? I'm not like, hey, your top tip, your number one technique, your, but let's talk about that because we don't have, 8 hours today. So what is it that you can bring to the table that you do that helps people make more money?
Yeah, so I work with coaches and I help them launch their online programs and events. And I think that that is, especially as a coach in the coaching world, that's one of the biggest ways in which to earn more money is by, because if you do launch a group program, then you have, more time for yourself and you can help more people and you can, launch at a specific time and you can do regular launches throughout the year and events that go with it. And all of this really generates money and revenue for your business. So I think that, yeah. Doing regular launches and all different kinds of launches as well. You can do smaller ones, bigger ones, throughout the year, really. Like I know some of the top coaches, that's what they do consistently.
And who wants to do that by themselves, right? I mean, I think that's the most important thing when you're talking or listening, or people that are coming on the show, those that are listening, it's like nobody needs to do this alone. And honestly, nobody should. And when it comes to money, I'm sure all of you have heard it. We've heard it. It's like, I can't, I go, if you say, if you're going to tell me you can't, afford it, then ask yourself, how's your body going to feel in another like 12 months or 18 months? It's such a difficult, particularly for entrepreneurs starting out, putting that cart before the horse. But that's a lot of what this is, right? It's like, I need it. And somehow, magically, what happens is that you do. Like you do. It moves you up. You do. You get a phone call. A client comes in. You're like, oh, that's so great. And you don't put the two together. But sometimes the services that we need that are going to help make us, healthier and wealthier are the toughest ones because we may not have it sitting there in the bank account going, spend me on something, right? So anyway, okay, Brandy, over to you. Same question.
So for me, my number one technique is, all of these solopreneurs and entrepreneurs have been told over and over and over again to do everything and hustle and get it all done. And I always point out, like, you wouldn't operate on your own brain. So stop operating on the brain of your business. Let the experts do it. We're faster, we're more efficient, and we know what it can do way more than you know what it can do. But the most important part is you need to be the visionary, not the VA. And so you need to be in that position of leadership, not, the busy work.
Right. So when I hear you, and almost like when I hear Elisa, it's like if I was to take an action step, I would do something like maybe sit down with a piece of paper and pen and a tea or a wine or something and go, where and what could I create a program with? And for you, when I listen to you talk about we're not the VA, right? It's like, what am I doing that I really don't need to do? Like, what am I really not needing to do? Or what's taking up a lot of my time? Or what am I micromanaging? What or what's over and over and over and over again that I don't want to answer that question, like something like that, like All right, thank you. And Linda, for you.
So, could you repeat the question again? I think it was around the.
Yeah. So if you had like a number one tip or a technique, or hey, if you're wanting to make more money, this is my high level. I've got a few minutes with you. This is what I would share with you to do based on your expertise.
Okay. Yes, that's a big rabbit hole for me.
No, I guess it, I mean, we could, we could like,
I
hey,
know, we could be
get
here
lunch
all
and dinner,
day.
right?
So.
We could do a class. You guys could put it together.
Right. I'll share one technique that I learned. So we all procrastinate, right, about the things that we really need to be doing to help improve our business and our bottom line. And this technique that I learned is you take your left fist and you squeeze it, clench it really hard for 90 seconds to the point where it's uncomfortable. It hurts. You do this for 90 seconds and after that you release it. So what is this is doing? It's activating part of your brain that makes you go do the thing. So I don't want to get into the
Oh.
technical, right? So you unclench and then you go do the thing you've been procrastinating about, and it makes it much easier.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. It activates. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Let's head over to you, Ebony. What is it that you would suggest do? What's your top level?
My top level right now is going to be digital products. I'm going to have to say it's been by far, I sit in a lot of different groups, how one can make money. And it's the easiest way for somebody who has no skill, low income, the easiest way you can get in, create your favorite product or somebody's already created. And that way you can start reselling and it gets you owning your own business as well.
Okay, so go digital. Awesome. Awesome. So back to you, Elisa. Let's talk a little bit about what is the one thing you do? Because it's really interesting, right? I'm sure all of you are successful in your business and people go, so what do you do? How do you do it? I see you looking really cool and calm, and I see you having dinner and having life and having success and making money, right? So what is something that you do that helps you be able to achieve that in your business?
Well, I'm a project manager, so I absolutely love planning and tracking and reporting and things like that. So I plan everything. That's even how I kind of started this business, was that I was doing lunches myself and put a plan together. And I was like, oh, people would probably actually buy this. So I like to, make sure that I give myself enough time for a launch so I can do all the things, because with the launch, there's a lot of work to do. And so I just drip feed sort of myself the tasks. And then at the end, I always do a review. I always like track it and then see, look at those metrics and see how I can improve them to always be iterating. So every launch gets better and better.
Nice. All right, Brandy, for you, what do you do? Like for
I have
yourself, right?
I have very similar, because I am have a slight obsession with Excel and spreadsheets and automations. So one of the things I did was I consolidated all of the stuff that I had all over the internet into one platform. And then I automated everything that I could. And then I delegated to my team of experts so that I can like let go and actually just run the company instead of having to do all of the work and every single task and every project. So I mean, that's what it's really all about, is like make the tech easier to use and then automate it and let it run and let it do its job.
Yeah, I'm much like you, ladies. But for me, one of the things that I do is within my world, and I think all of us have some of these great skills, is I do a review on Sunday night, right? So Sunday night is my night where I sit and I mean, I have my week planned because most of us have a calendar or a Calendly or what have you. One of my little tricks is that I don't look at my Calendly, I look at my email and I put them in every day, just so when I see them in my Calendly, I have that second piece. But I look at my calendar on Sunday and see if anything needs changing. Like, did I overbook? Did I underbook? Can I open up some time? Did I commit to something? And I even put the little things in, like call my mom or da 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 or order this. And then I find that it feels better, right? It feels better. So what about for you, Linda? What do you do in your life? I loved how you talked about some of the stuff that goes on for people around making money. Not just doing something that helps them make money, but there's some mindset stuff in there. What do you do to capture that for yourself?
So for me, and I'm all about the energetics. I didn't get to really play on that too much, but it really is about the energy for me, and making sure that my belief system around my business and
We're just talking about tech. We just had a little tech thing. Well, at least she's in a great spot where she looks fantastic and she looks like she's kind of semi-praying. We're going to hop over to Ebony. And
ask my angel team to make the next step so obvious that I can't miss it. Also put me in front of people who are ready to hear my message. So I think it's really important to get out there and talk to people, but also important to not always have your foot on the gas, because that belief system just creates that churn of I have to be working all the time to make money, and when you take your foot off the gas, it just all crumbles. So
that sounds perfect. There was a little piece in there that you kind of stayed in this little praying position and it froze a bit, but you just got into talking about energetics and then you came out saying angels. So do you want to repeat
yeah,
what
so
you said,
the
please?
energetics of it for me is really about staying true to who I am. And I'm not about the grind, and I'm not about all the things. I'm more about staying curious. And when I stay curious, it's when my intuitive Magic just happens and things just naturally come to me, ideas, places to go, people to see. Just it's, really about the energetics for me. So I think that's really powerful.
It's absolutely powerful. It's absolutely powerful. All right. And Ebony, so you're in real estate, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure, I mean, I don't know where you're at with your own real estate, but there must be things that, that help people achieve that want to get real estate. So, or they flip real estate, or yeah, tell us something about from your sector.
So I am currently in the commercial side, and this is a man's dominant world, and I have had to plunge my way in, and I am new into business. So I am over here taking notes from all of you, and I promise you right now, I am overloaded, and I'm overloaded just because I have had too much going on. So right now I've had to take a step back and process and eliminate and follow my passion and my purpose. And that is to rebuild our communities because as we can take a look around, our plaza's got 1 to 2 stores, our job security is depleted. So I've really just had to, and I've had so much hate coming at me for doing what I'm doing. But following my purpose and my passion is to rebuild. And then people finally are like, oh, now I get what you're doing. I've had to follow the mission and just staying positive and knowing what I'm doing is the right thing to do and just following my purpose. Y'all, I have 10 grandkids, so building my legacy was the promise that I had to them and not stopping. So I just keep going and I'm overloaded, like I said. So I get froze and I get stuck. And listening to you all helps me get unstuck and motivated. Did that answer the question?
No, it does. It does. It's absolutely fantastic. So, what I hear in there, I mean, if I was going to take something from that, and I'm sure everybody takes their own things, but I hear staying motivated, staying to the cause. You had to retreat, right? You
Yes.
had some reality pieces come in. You had to retreat. You had to rethink, find out truly what the mission is, staying committed to the legacy piece. And, you may have gone into, and I don't know because I didn't know you then, going into real estate or what have you with one mindset. Realizing when you're in there, and who hasn't had that? Realizing when you're in your business that there might be another purpose underneath. I had a conversation with someone 2 days ago about us having some core value stuff that is why we do what we do, which is very which was very interesting. We knew it, but then we dissected it. So I think that's part of the joy of being an entrepreneur is that when you get in it, it's not that it's different, but it's not the same, right? It's not that it's different, but it's
Oh
not the
no.
same.
And
So,
then I've got, how much money have you made and what are you doing? And I'm like, it's not about the money. It's about my purpose and my passion and where I'm going. And how much money am I going to be making? Yeah, it's going to be a lot. So yes, please and thank you.
yeah. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. So let's shift it to something because it is very cool, and we get to meet incredible people. And we get to do incredible things, and there's a different sense of freedom that when you start to build your own empire, build your own bank account, build your own, right? I mean, when you're here to serve and you're helping people be efficient in their business, I always say sustainability, business sustainability is a form of empowerment. Absolutely. So, we've had some cool things happen to us in our business, I'm sure. So, Lisa, let's start with you.
What cool things happened in my business or a cool
Get
person that I've
like
met?
one cool thing or a couple cool things, unexpected cool things that have happened as a result of doing what you do.
I wasn't sorry, I wasn't prepared for this question. I thought I was a cool person.
Oh yeah, no, it can be a cool a thing or a person, like one of the coolest people you've met, like one of the coolest things that have happened. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I guess it's yeah, I think it is about the people that I've met in the world sort of had been exposed to. And one person that I met this year was Mona Das, and she is a former Washington Senate. She's like an international TEDx speaker or TED Talk, actually not just TEDx, but TED. And she created a documentary, and she's a huge advocate for women, especially women of color. And yeah, it was just so amazing to meet her, her mission. And she's like an eight-figure entrepreneur, So you see someone like at that level, and you're like, whoa, like how did you get there? And yeah, she was definitely a cool person that I've met on this journey.
Awesome, right on, right on. And Brandy, for you.
Well, besides you, Deb, obviously,
Oh.
I got to meet Marion Jones, the once was the fastest woman in the world, and I got to do a book with her. So it was pretty awesome of an experience. I meet so many really cool people and so many big ideas and so many purposes and missions, and I'm like, oh, I just am fascinated by the creativity that people have, and that they want to do amazing things, and all they need is a little bit of help. And so, like, the group of us, we do that kind of help, and I really love that about us.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And how about for you, Linda? Coolest person.
Yeah, well, coolest person. I was gonna actually shift over and do the coolest thing. You know,
Yeah, no, do the coolest thing.
the coolest thing was travel. World travel has always been on my heart and was never part of my life. And when I was laid off as a risk analyst years ago, and then tuned into this path and this mission, it was incredible the opportunities that started showing up. And so I've been to Croatia and Dublin and Paris and Iceland and all over the Caribbean and Mexico, and just like it was phenomenal to be able to travel the world, like boom, 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 in lots of different places and opportunities for a few years. So that's the coolest thing I think that happened when I started my business.
Oh yeah, that's uber cool. We're like, a lot of you got to start your business that way. A lot of people, their business goal is that. They're like treasure map of all the trips, right? All the experiences. All right. And for you, Ebony.
So I recently got to join partners and get to join partners with Dante Sears and WealthXO in financial services. I've collaborated with so many different people from around the world and have gotten to hear and taste so many different experiences of loans, from airplanes to startups to so many different things. So super excited about where my financial world is going to go and help others grow as well.
That's awesome. I mean, it is like you said, Brandy, the world opened up and then it opened up and the entrepreneurial conversations that you have. And the other thing that I've noticed is that everything's become very accessible. Do you know what I mean? Like everything's become very accessible and lots of doors I've opened just from this world of digital opening, Zoom conferences, and also there's this incredible wave of even people that may be at a higher level in education, finance, specialty, or expertise. They're like, oh, let me tell you, let me tell you, let me tell you. Right? I think that it's just been really incredible. All right. So let's talk about the unforeseen. We talked about some of the cool things that can happen, and those are unforeseen. For me, it was when Gloria Steinem signed the book, right? Like, that was a real big one for me. These unforeseen, wonderful things that give you juice in, like they quench a thirst that you didn't know you had. But what's some of the unforeseen? It could have worked. It might have worked. It might not have worked. But what's an unforeseen risk you had to take that's helped you be in the position so you can help people make more money, right? That's what we're talking about here. So I'm gonna start with you, Lisa.
Yeah, I was trying to think about this one, an unforeseen risk. One like a risk sort of that I took, and I guess I felt like it was risky for me, was this year I went on the marketer's cruise. And so at the time, I could barely afford it. I mean, I was able to, but I went on my own, and I did know some people there, but many of them hadn't met in person. And so it was this 9-day cruise, which was pretty much 24-hour networking the entire time. And I'm an introvert, so for me that was quite huge. I was like, wow, that's a lot of networking. But it has paid off hugely, and I'm going again in 2026, so it's pretty awesome. So glad I went.
Well, and thanks for sharing that that was a big step for you in relationship to, even how we are as people, because what we bring into our business predominantly is ourselves. And the personal growth that comes with business growth is everybody. Like, I don't care who it is, it's everybody. So there's like, as you go to different stages, there's different conversations that you get to have with yourself. Linda talked a little bit about that, some of the chatter that comes, what have you. But then there's these risks that you feel anxious and nervous that for some people would be like no big deal. They could do a 19-day cruise and you'd be like, not happening. And I'm so happy that it turned out and how exciting to go back again. That's awesome.
Yeah,
Brandy,
because I was
what about
used to only networking on Zoom, so it was like one of the first sort
Oh,
of in person. And I was like, ooh,
yeah.
the whole different world.
Yeah. Brandy, for you?
For me, so I'm also a huge introvert. back in the day when the movie The Net came out with Sandra Bullock, and she was basically like worked out of her home. She ordered pizza online, which was like not even a thing yet. I was like, that's my dream life, you know? And so I always just wanted to stay in the spot, you know, out of the spotlight, in the background, and help the people that were in the spotlight. So for me, one of the biggest risks was stepping out on stage, stepping out in Zooms. It was a terrifying, terrifying risk. And for me, I'm a disabled combat vet. I can't do the day-to-day work anymore. So I had to create something. So my husband and I created this business so that I could be productive and help people. And we had to find a way for me to be able to do work at least a couple hours at a time, a little bit at a time. And so, you know, between the visibility and the creating something that I really didn't have to like do a lot of, I could actually just, you know, be the visionary, and not have to do all the work. That was a pretty big risk.
Oh my goodness. You know, the things that people don't know, and I think it's important that when we share these things, because it's such a solo journey, and everyone thinks their stuff is the only stuff, right? Until you have conversations about some of the risks for some people would be no big deal. And they have risks that they think are no big deal, but they're holding them back in some way. And so it's those little things. I always say it's the, you know, it's the moments, not the hours, that will change your business. And Linda, what about for you?
Yeah, that was an easy one because I was, as a personal coach, transformational coach, and then starting to see the patterns that business owners were experiencing in their life. And then just simply asking them about their childhood and the money patterns or things that they were hearing was a huge risk for me to decide to pivot and go specifically into that space where I was working with entrepreneurs and helping them understand there's all these, like four or five buckets of my money fluctuates. Or I'll give you a really good example very quickly. I had an owner of an HVAC company who she's given me permission to use her story. And she and her husband run this HVAC company. And every fall, she always said, "We always slow down this time of year." And I said, "Well, you're heating and air conditioning. Why would you slow down in the fall just as busy for heating as you would be for air conditioning, right?" But it was really painful for them because they were laying off their team and then they would hire again. And it was this pattern. So when she realized where that belief, "We always slow down this time of year," originated from her own family living in New York, where they were all in construction. And she heard her male family members always say, "In the fall, we always slow down this time of year." And it just became part of her programming, and it translated into her business. And when she was able to see it and have that awareness and realize that we do not have to slow down every in the fall, it makes no sense that she was actually creating that pattern, that revenue fluctuation in her business, and it changed everything. So, very, very risky space to be in because most entrepreneurs don't buy into the energetics of money, but it's fascinating when they get that light bulb moment.
Oh, that is such a powerful story. And I would say that every, you know, well, maybe because we hang out in a conscious, you know, community, but that philosophy is, I think, right up there for people. People are all about understanding that money is energy. Well, money is energy, right? And it's a great that I'm that's such a powerful story for today, because not everything is based external. And a lot of our world plays out external on the internal. And I mean, what an epiphany. Like, I don't know how many years she was in business. I'm almost like, inside, I can hear myself go, damn, like that, like she must have been like, and isn't it simple? It's like that one thing, that one quote, that one conversation, that one thing that you say to someone that changes how they do, how they've always done their coaching, or how they've always been the visionary, or oh my gosh, what do you mean? I didn't know that. I didn't know that I don't have to answer my own LinkedIn or whatever it is, you know, that plays out. But all that stuff adds up. It's such a powerful story. Thank you for sharing. All right, Ebony, what about you? What about you? What do you got to say about that?
I have a laundry list of things, but the biggest investment I made was into somebody I knew at the time. And no, I did not know him well enough, but I gave him over $6,000 for a very large investment into business. And he ended up, 76-year-old man ended up robbing me. I did not have enough information on him to turn him in. I had a promissory note. That was not it's not anything. So it definitely, I learned a lot at that point because I was getting so much grief about what I was doing and nobody trusted what I was doing online. So instead of me investing into Forbes Riley, I invested into this man that took everything from me, and now I cannot get out of zero to save my life, but I keep going.
Well, I
Sorting
think
everything.
that's, and thank you for sharing that because sometimes we make decisions, right? Sometimes we make decisions, sometimes they end up having silver linings, and sometimes we just learn, right? We just learn from it. We're like, I didn't ask enough information, I didn't take things down, I didn't know how much time the course was going to take. I remember paying for a course once in PR way back in the day, and they were like, 5 minutes to PR, and I paid for this course, and it was something like 67 videos. And I was like, that's not 5 minutes to P that's not 5 minutes to PR. And there was a weekly class, and there was like all these things that we needed to do. I was like, whoa, I read the information. Where was I missing? Right. But sometimes we don't know till we dig a little further or have lessons like that. That's an unfortunate lesson. But sometimes the risks work and sometimes the risks don't work. So all right. Well, look at let's do a round. Let's do a round and bring it back to the person that's listening. Right. So I was going to ask you, ladies, if there was anything else that you were ever going to do, what would it be? You can answer that if you want, because that was a question I put out there. And if there was something really cool and juicy for you, but based on what you do, based on what you do, based on your sector, I know I'd ask you for that top level, but is there something that someone could really maybe think about or write about or dream about that would change the next? Couple of weeks. Like, look at, we are shooting this. I know that this will be around the world for a long time, but we're shooting this video, the shooting this podcast near the end of a year where everyone's thinking about things for the next year. And I can guarantee you, if you're in business, you're thinking money. You're thinking money, right? So if there's anything, you don't have to, but if there's anything that you want to give or share more, then this is your opportunity to do that. Elisa, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, I like to do around this time of year, sort of end of year, beginning of year. I like to work with my clients on like a launch roadmap. And so we reverse engineer it. So we think about, how much they want to make in the next year, and then like how many launches that means and how many people does that mean. And we look at it like as, how many people they want to help in the year to help with that revenue, and reverse engineer how many launches they want to do. So I would think about that, have your targets and then figure out all the pieces from there.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Brandy.
For me, one of the very first things I do with my clients is I sit down and I ask them to tell me their dream. And every single time they tell me, well, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do this. And I'm like, no, bring it back. Tell me what you want. Tell me your dream. And when they tell me their dream and they actually like open up and they can actually start seeing it, because their first reaction is, well, I can't get there. And I'm like, no, tell me what the dream is. And then I write all that down, and then we go through, okay, what's stopping you? What does your day-to-day look like that's stopping you from having that dream? And let's figure out what we can delegate or what we can just scratch. I was working with somebody yesterday who she told me that half of her day is spent doing social media marketing. And she said, I'm really slow at it. I have a hard time with it. I'm really struggling, but I'm doing it every day. I'm committed. And I was like, okay, how many clients has that brought in for you? And she said, zero. And I said, okay, what does bring you clients? And she told me word of mouth and, speaking and all these other things. And I was like, okay, well, why don't you just stop doing social media? And she's like, well, I committed. And I said, you committed to marketing. What if you take that energy that you're spending on social media and shift it towards energy on speaking and energy on working your word of mouth, calling your clients, asking them for referrals? Take that exact same energy half of your day and using it more effectively in an area that's actually going to bring you clients. And she was just like, I didn't know I could do that. And I'm like, you make the rules. It's your business. You can make up the rules. And it's one of those things where nobody had given her permission to just shift her energy.
Wow, fantastic. And I'm sure we're all nodding our head on some of that. Oh my goodness, thank you so much. And Linda.
I love everything that Brandy's saying. That's so amazing. When you help the client stay committed and focused on what it is they want, What is their dream? What is their vision? And not all the things that are stopping them, but that is very important as well. For me, I think it's really important to try to separate money from the business. So what I mean is, if you lead with your heart, how can you not be successful? Right. So we're leading with our heart-centered mission. And then the money will come, right, from the speaking or the networking or tying money to the business or needing the money to come from the business creates resistance to the money flowing. So I think that would be my, I'm not sure what the question was again, but I'm trying to
I
follow
have
suit on the
it.
other ladies.
No. It was good. It was good. That was fantastic. All right. And Ebony, for you,
Can you?
it was more of a wrap-up question around anything else that you wanted to share, anything that you, as we come to this end of this year and beginning of anyone.
Yes, I'm going to have to say being a commercial mortgage broker does not require a lot of money. It requires your energy, it requires your persistence, and it requires a mission of you wanting to help move a whole lot of money. So I think it's been the best thing that I could have chose for me to get going. I'm not haven't got to work with a lot of clients yet, but it's on the way. So I don't have any closing stories for that, but I know the mission is going to be by far amazing and pay off to our community. So I'm super excited to work with a lot of different people. I'm meeting so many different people from around the world and in our cities and communities, and it just leads you into directions for financial freedom. So I'm super glad that I chose commercial mortgage.
My goodness, it's so exciting. Thank you so much, ladies. I am going to completely shift the energy. Everyone's like, okay, they're writing feverishly, they're writing notes. They're going to reach out to you. You've got your information there. I'm going to completely shift it because we all need inspiration. We all need motivation. And for me, one of the most powerful like healers in the world, going to talk about energetics, I think is music. It's a very non-controversial, let's have a good time. I'm going to go around the room. I'm just going to simply ask you, what is a song that you absolutely love? You're on your way to a desert island. It's just you. You're going to be there for a while. And we've graciously put a record album there for you. And I want to know, as you're shoving things in your suitcase, because you only get one, you got room for one vinyl, what album or song or singer are you going to take with you? All right. So Lisa's like, I don't know. She's got a look on her face. You need a minute to think. So I'm going to start with you, Ebony, because you knew right away. I could see it.
It's in vogue, Don't Let Go, and it has been my go-to song, you guys. I have a purpose and a passion and a mission, and it's not easy, and nobody's believed in me. So don't let go of your dreams. And when you guys hear like the beginning of the song, it just moves your heart and your mission. So yes, that's my song.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And what about you, for you, Linda? What's got you going?
I would have to put Taylor Swift in my back pocket.
Okay. And Brandy, for you?
Right now, the one that is doing me a lot of rejuvenation and energetics is The Greatest Showman. I've been listening to it ever since the show came out, ever since the soundtrack came out. And I am just like, I play that and I just feel all kinds of ways. And I'm like, all right, let's get to work. Let's do this.
All right. Okay. Elisa, are you ready for us?
To be honest, I don't have a favorite. I have such a wide range of variety of music, and I listen to things, and so many different things inspire me. So I can't pin it down to just one.
It's the
I
most
think I would have a
difficult
very
question I
hard time
ask
choosing
people, but
that
okay. But one for today, just one for today.
I literally can't think of anything. I'm totally gone blank.
Totally gone blank. Okay.
Yeah. But I
Well,
listen to music all the time, and I get inspired by music constantly. But again, it's a huge wide range. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'll pop into your, it'll pop later and you're like, damn, I should have said, Deep in the Mother Lode by Genesis or ZZ Top or, Enya or whatever it is. Anyways, we just love to encourage people to listen to music because it's such a everything. It's just such a master healer and we love it. And it shifts and changes you and it rejuvenates you and gives you all the good things. So audience, thank you so much for being with us again today. You know what's coming up. We have so many beautiful things that are coming to help you stay on your mission, be on your mission.
And the big one, and this is going to be released before this. And if you hear it and it's gone, call anyways. I'm sure we're going to be doing it every year this way forward. But you are more than welcome to join us for a complimentary class. We are going to kick your year off right. So this upcoming January, twice a day, I am committing for a whole year, every Monday, to be there twice a day for people to come and learn about accountability and planning and being on top of things, and just to be your accountability partner, because we need that. And as you heard these ladies today, that's truly one of the things that their clients feel, is that they have a partnership, right? That you are asking them the right questions, you're moving them along, and that's what good friends do. So if you want to come join us on Mondays at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., I will be there to help you stay accountable and planning, and it's such a beautiful thing. All right, thank you so much for being here. We're gonna, and please reach out and share and converse and all of that. We will see you next week at another Mission Accepted podcast. You know where we are. Please keep sending in your comments. We literally produce the shows that you want us to produce the shows. You wanted to know how to make more money? We have a show on how to make more money. Now go make more money. All right. Until then, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.